Today is Wednesday, the 10th of July, in the 14th week of Ordinary Time.
Like as the heart desireth the water brooks, so longeth my soul after thee, O Lord. My soul is athirst for God, yea, even for the living God. When shall I come to appear before the presence of God?
My sins have been my peace day and night. While this day is still unto me, where is thy heart?
Now when I think thereof.
The choir of Portsmouth Cathedral sing Psalm 42. Like as the heart desireth the water brooks, so longeth my soul after thee, O God. Today's reading is from the prophet Hosea.
Israel is a luxuriant vine that yields its fruit. The more his fruit increased, the more altars he built. As his country improved, he improved his pillars. Their heart is false. Now they must bear their guilt. The Lord will break down their altars and destroy their pillars. For now they will say, "We have no king, for we do not fear the Lord. And a king, what could he do for us?" Samaria's king shall perish like a splinter on the face of the waters, the high places of Avon, the sin of Israel, shall be destroyed. Thorn and thistle shall grow up on their altars. They shall say to the mountains, "Cover us," and to the hills, "Fall on us." Sow for yourselves righteousness, reap steadfast love, break up your fallow ground. for it is time to seek the Lord, that he may come and rain righteousness upon you.
This passage holds a lot of imagery for us to imagine. Has anything stayed with you in particular from this reading? Sit and ponder that for a moment. It is time to seek the Lord. When is it time to seek the Lord? When is it not time to do so? Now listen as the passage is read to you once more. Notice the final instructions of the passage. How do these speak to you?
Israel is a luxuriant vine that yields its fruit. The more his fruit increased, the more altars he built. As his country improved, he improved his pillars. Their heart is false. Now they must bear their guilt. The Lord will break down their altars and destroy their pillars. For now they will say, "We have no king, for we do not fear the Lord. And a king, what could he do for us?" Samaria's king shall perish like a splinter on the face of the waters, the high places of Avon, the sin of Israel, shall be destroyed. Thorn and thistle shall grow up on their altars. They shall say to the mountains, "Cover us," and to the hills, "Fall on us." Sow for yourselves righteousness, reap steadfast love, break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord, that he may come and rain righteousness upon you. Thank you.
for it is time to seek the Lord, that he may come and rain righteousness upon you. Perhaps it is time for you to seek the Lord about something. Spend this closing time talking to God, approaching as one friend might approach another, about whatever this has prompted in you. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
World without end. Amen.